Adventure Stage Chicago opens its company premiere of The Adventures of Robin Hood, and it's directed by 500 Clowns Adrian Danzig, and he has brought in Felipe as well. I don't know why I said it that way, Felipe. You have to forgive me. I just felt very excited to say Felipe. Is that microphone working now, Tom? Do we know? Let me see. Come on into the. Let me see if your microphone works. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Felipe, tear out your microphone. I want to see if that one's.
Yeah.
This
is my voice.
It works.
Good. All right. Because engineering was in here earlier working with the wires and stuff. So
we can hear you loud and clear.
Nice. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about The Adventures of Robin. Not, I mean, like, I know somewhat about The Adventures of Robin. But tell us about your.
Not this one.
I don't. Well, Errol Flynn, which version are we going
exactly.
to?
Exactly. No, we are not in Errol Flynn. He has never seen Errol Flynn.
You've never seen with Olivia de Havilland?
Exactly. I was telling him he stands you know arms what? Akimbo, you know, yeah. Welcome to Sherwood.
That's right. I don't know if I have either. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know Kevin
Can't
Costner
talk to you anymore.
Is Robin
oh,
Hood.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sure, sure.
That's
sure.
about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's okay, Felipe.
Is there like a Brian Adams soundtrack to that?
There is, and in fact, we quote it in the show.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's totally over the heads of our audience is third to eighth graders.
Okay.
Mostly.
Oh, cool.
So they're like, Kevin who? Brian who? They have no idea.
So which version of Robin Hood are they most acquainted with? Yours?
Disney,
oh, sure.
Of course, mm-hmm. yeah, the Disney version. So you're kind of putting all these different characters together and creating your own.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it, yeah. For sure. 20 characters, three of us.
Yeah.
Just
20 characters, three actors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
sure, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Typical day on set, right?
Absolutely.
Totally.
No, it's super fun. It's super fun. And in fact, it was written for two actors. It's called a two-hander. And when the producer said, hey, you want to do this? I said, you know what? I don't believe in dualities. We don't do dualities anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, where everything is like that. That doesn't work. Let's not do that for kids. So I said, can we do it with three people? He said, no way.
Who's this he?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just some guy. Just some guy who's asking me about doing plays.
Yeah.
It's
the Tom Arvidas at Adventure Stage.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was like, hey, I had worked there a little bit before. He had actually worked there before too.
Yeah.
And so he was just like, hey, I think this play is up your alley. And I said, it's totally up my alley, but let's mess it up. I mean,
what can I do? Well, tell us about it. It's a modern twist.
It is. So it was written. It was written as a pretty interesting script, actually. It's not black and white. It's not, you know, it's two actors. So you're basically the sheriff versus Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't necessarily know at any given time who's doing the right thing. There's sometimes you absolutely know who's doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it switches, and they're kind of shadows or mirror images of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cool script for kids because it's not, you know, it's not black and white. It's not simple.
Do we have the Sheriff of Nottingham and the Merry Men?
We have Maid Marian. Yeah, but she's not called Maid anymore.
What's she called?
Marian.
Marriage. Okay,
oh,
there you go.
Good. Yeah. And the 2018 version.
Yeah.
Is the Sheriff of Nottingham? Is he more Basil Rathbone or is he more Alan Rickman? I know my Robin Hood incarnations
Felipe's like, I don't know.
I mean, I do know Alan Rickman.
Okay, there.
Basil Rathbone, who also played Sherlock Holmes, was a world class swordsman.
Oh,
actually,
wow.
Who are you,
Felipe?
Are you with me?
I am with you.
Right.
I feel you. I got nothing.
You freaked out a little bit.
Robin Hood. Kevin Costner, that's all.
Right.
And you.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
the new version.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
new vision.
Although, I mean, I don't want to give it too much away, but he's not the only Robin Hood in the show.
What?
You have to
give it up? Do you have to be Robin Hood first? Or
I do. I have to be Robin Hood first.
You have to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
The way they planned it.
Yeah, so I was like, I guess I'm reading that part. Okay.
You sound like you're a great director, though. I mean, is he a great director? Does he let you have fun while being your character as well?
There was no fun allowed in the room. It was just like...
He's like a tyrant.
You walked in, the lights were dim, you mm-hmm. know, it was just no talking, no laughing.
No food, like, no water.
No food, no water.
No. There's like, I've got one of those lava lamps, and I'm like, you can read your script by the lava lamp. Or get out.
Right. And it better not go above a two. Just whisper the whole time. Yeah. No, we had tremendous fun. Honestly, this is probably the most fun I've ever had in a process.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah.
I love this. So this is the 15th season for ASC, right? The Adventure Stage Chicago.
Yeah.
And this is running from October 19th, so you just opened.
We just opened. Mm-hmm.
Through November 24th. So everyone has plenty of time to get your butt in the seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, although it's, you know, you actually have to plan it because most of the shows are for the school audience.
Audiences.
Uh-huh. And so really it's Saturdays at 4.
Saturdays mm-hmm. at 4, your only shot.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's like that. I mean, you can talk your way in. I bet you can talk your way in.
Do we know somebody? Do we got an in somewhere?
Yeah.
I mean, well, now you do.
Name drop, yeah. Elizabeth's like me right here.
Boy. We are hanging out with I'm going to just go ahead and call you our new friends.
All right.
I think that works out very well. We've got Felipe. How do I say your last name? Carrasco?
Carrasco, that's right.
That's how he says it.
That's how he says it. Yeah. I'll say it any way I want. Yeah, that's kind of how I do with names for the most part. Like, I've heard it the other way. And the director, Adrian Danzig.
That's true.
We want to find out more about you, your careers, and this production when we come back. And where can people go? Where's the best website for people to go for more information? Is it to adventurestage.org?
It is.
All right. Everyone go to adventurestage.org, and which is, by the way, Adventure Stage is a International Performing Arts for Youth member in the League of Chicago Theaters. This is a very exciting conversation.
Yeah, no, it's big stuff, man.
We'll have to explain Basil Rathbone to everybody later. More in a moment on 720 WGN. You're listening to The Patty Baskin Show with Andrea Darlis, and of course join our conversation anytime, 312-981-7200. Look, just because Andrea Darlis doesn't know who Claude Rains is.
No, I know him. Who was the other one? Basil.
You know Claude Rains?
I know Claude Rains. I don't know Basil, whoever that was. I'm young, you know. Me and Felipe, us millennials, mm-hmm. you know, we're not expected mm-hmm. to know all that, you know.
You are. That's what's coming up. You are expected to know now.
Yeah.
It's my quiz.
My parents raised. Well, plus it was always, it was often on the WGN Family Classics. Robin Hood was on a ton on, right?
Yes.
I know. And so was Sherlock Holmes movies.
That quote of him, his arms akimbo, like saying "Welcome to Sherwood,"
yes,
is from Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny, they had a clip of it on.
What was Princess Bride? That was kind of like a goofy take on Robin Hood.
Oh,
as you wish.
Yes, yeah. Princess Bride. Awesome.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. We are chatting with our friends from the new The Adventures of Robin Hood. Adventure Stage Chicago is opening has opened its premiere. It's running from now through November 24th. And joining us in the studio is the director of that production, Adrian Danzig, and one of the stars of only a cast of three, Felipe Carrasco. And again, I mean, this is something where you're changing roles and diving into something different. What is that process like when you you get the script and you've got to break it all down like that?
I mean, it can be a little overwhelming. I think that I kind of just was like, let's play and mm-hmm. try to not care too much about product at the onset. I think that Adrian made a lot of room for that in the rehearsal process mm-hmm. of just trying to figure it out, because with that concept of the third person, it was kind of, that was, and it still is so exciting to see how that unwraps every day as three storytellers try to, yeah, just play all these characters.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Iowa City, Iowa.
You say that in a way like, I'm going to tell you where I'm from, and I'll let the chips fall where they may.
Right.
Yeah, no. What brought you to Chicago? I'm guessing theater brought you to Chicago, or?
Yeah, I first came, actually, I was playing soccer in college at UIC. And then I came back after, I went back to Iowa, because that ended, and that's when
there's a dark story in there.
Yes, yes, that's not why we're here.
story. We want to hear.
So I went back to University of Iowa, and I found the theater, mm-hmm. and then it just made sense to come to Chicago, because I know all my, all the people that I was at UIC with, and I see them sometimes, but then I was like, I'm here to act.
I'll bet being an athlete, you must love doing physical roles too.
I love it. It's the biggest joy for me in this process. One of them is getting to play all the different characters and
turn it into something
else. That kind of crazy energy, it totally is useful on stage, but it's also super useful in being doggedly curious about something. It's like that if you can't get tired of being curious, you gotta be like, oh, what's in there, because I knew a bunch about the play, but I did not know how we were going to do the end, and I needed to find out from listening to these guys.
That's very cool. You listen to your actors. You're no stranger to Chicago, to New York. You're an original neo-futurist, Red Moon. Don't you think the theater scene in Chicago is just getting better and better and better?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a... It's
I mean, you're immersed in it.
Yeah,
so.
No, we're... Yeah, exactly. It's hard to... It's hard
but,
to see
but it's
it.
True, don't you see?
But it? I... Yeah, it keeps on deepening. And it deepens in... It seems to deepen in a lot of different directions. Like, I'll come out of my little, you know... Clown hole. That doesn't sound right.
That's a weird.
It's
truck
the 500
stop.
Clown tie-in. Yeah, the 500 Clown tie-in.
And then I'll just notice that, like, oh, like we're also getting way better. You know, like it's getting more. You know, this beautiful imaginative work going on all over the place. Or there's like this, you know, kind of magical realism happening. And then the, you know, just. It's happening.
Well, tell us about 500 Clowns in your clown hole.
Well, in the
clown
hole. It's, you know, 500 Clown has kind of ceased to be a theater company, and we tried to figure out what else to do. We started playing with a dance company called Lucky Plush, and actually we're remounting that show right now. A mini plug, because we're actually here for Adventure Stage, but Lucky Plush is doing The Better Half, which is a show that we originally mounted at the MCA about 5 years ago, and we're redoing it at Steppenwolf's, the 1700 cool. Space.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
But it's kind of, that was an original kind of, right after 500 Clown was like, what else do we do? We were like, let's do clown dance. And Lucky Plush was already messing with that. And so we just kind of messed with them, and that was fun. It's a fun piece.
It's good to mess around then.
Yeah. And then we did some work in the museums, where we redesigned the Smart Museum with them for their 40th anniversary.
Oh, cool.
And then we started to like get into design thinking. And right now I'm working in at a law firm, making it a more human place, essentially.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, cool. What?
No, this is awesome.
Is it consulting? Are you doing some consulting for a law firm to make them, to humanize them?
Well, essentially, yeah. And essentially to like what happens if, here's the big connection with it all. It's all about listening. It's like, how do you listen? Do you hear what the people, you know, do you hear what somebody else is saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we actually had a, that was a, that's a, that's an unexpected thing that happened with us. We had a pretty controversial thing in our show. We were using originally a Black Panther puppet.
Okay.
And
Black Panther, like from the comic or the comic book?
From
the
like,
heroes?
You know,
or
yeah, from the, yeah.
Superhero
exactly.
movie? Okay.
Yeah, from the superhero movie. And we were kind of using like a stuffed toy version of it. So not a realistic version of it. But it was after a lot of people talked about it, and right before we opened, we actually stopped using it because it was kind of a cultural appropriation that was inappropriate.
And that means that you were listening to people who raised that as an issue.
Yeah, and it was funny because it was one of those things where it's like, this is what winning feels like. It felt really hard. Mm-hmm. It felt like oh God, I was planning on this, and I had other ideas about it, but they were not what was being communicated, and I needed to listen to the people who were.
That's cool that you listen to the audience.
Well, it was,
to see
but also
it, yeah.
this guy was talking about it, and I was like, yeah, I hear you. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that. And then when I heard other people. But he was our canary in the coal mine.
So canary in the coal mine, Felipe. You were telling us that this is primarily now for audiences that are younger, right? So what has been their reaction this week as you guys opened? What have you felt? What kind of energy are you getting?
Oh man, it's the best audiences to play for is what I'm finding. Anywhere from like them just being out of control and like in a great way of not necessarily knowing or not having that etiquette of being quiet and showing with a smile, but like letting that out with body energy. And it allows you as the actor to have something completely fresh and unexpected to respond to from the audience, which makes it a very, very exciting moment to moment. And speaking of like the what's good, like who is good, who is bad, hearing some of their reactions. One kid today called out Robin Hood not being all the best because it's something that he does in the play, and that he was. So what does that say about a human if they do something that's not so good sometimes? So
I love that they're thinking of it that way.
Very, very smart kids. And you know, they love the kids, you know, screaming some of the stage combat and putting their hands over their faces. And
I like that ASC also offers mentoring programs for young actors, you know, so to show kids it's okay at a young age to get involved with Trailblazers or to get involved with acting and express themselves.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is actually a huge part of what they're up to. Absolutely. They're trying to, I mean, this is what Felipe is talking about, is like, that's what my joy about it as a director is to say, is to welcome them into this thing called theater. They may not have seen any before, and it's great if they don't know the etiquette, because they shouldn't.
Yeah,
like I think that the etiquette is based on some kooky ideas that children should be quiet when something exciting is happening. Like, what is that about?
Yeah,
like that, you know. So the you know, the audience and the actors, it just denies the actors the ability to feed off that energy. Mm-hmm. So if like something is exciting, fantastic, let's celebrate it. And then they actually can, with some help from the actors, know, okay, now this is a quiet moment.
Yeah.
But they're with the, you know, they're with the actors. So
that's awesome.
We are talking to Felipe Carrasco, who's one of the cast members, one of the stars. What does it say, stars? There's only three of you.
Sure.
The star.
Of the Adventures of Robin Hood. It's it's premiered this week at Adventure Stage Chicago. It's actually at the Vidium Theater?
Vidium.
Yeah. I always feel like there should be another I in there, but it's Vidium.
We should put two I's in.
I think they get to name it whatever they want. I love that theater, by the way. Let's talk about that, too. I'm keeping you. I'm not letting you go yet. I'm guessing
here.
You have a bedtime. Tough.
No. Vidium, nice view. We're fine.
The Vidium Theater is at 1012 North Noble Street, and you can go to adventurestage.org for more information about this production. It is right now primarily for school audiences, but on Saturdays at 4, you might have a chance to go see this. More with our guests when we come back on 7. Oh, and we're talking to the director, Adrian Danzig. I'm not going to leave you out of there.
That's okay.
We bonded over Basil Rathbone.
I've been over here, yeah.
All right, more after this on 720 WGN. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Darlis. The Adventures of Robin Hood, running now through November 24th at Adventure Stage Chicago. It's actually being performed at the Vidium Theater at 1012 North Noble Street. You can go to adventurestage.org for more information. And right now, the best time to go see it is going to be on Saturdays at 4. And you guys don't even know yet what those audiences are going to be like, do you?
We do not.
Oh, it's going to be good.
It's very exciting.
That's director Adrian Danzig. And we have one of the cast members, one of the stars of the show, Felipe Carrasco. And I have to ask what the origin of your last name is, just out of curiosity.
Yeah. My dad's family is from Ecuador.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Very cool.
People never believe that, do they?
They don't. That's why I'm always like, I'm from Iowa City, because you're going to be like, wait, what? What's happening? From Iowa City, your name is Felipe, but you look like you look.
Like you're from
like
Iowa.
You look,
like you're from the Midwest.
That's right.
Yeah. And your mother's origin?
She's from Indiana.
From Indiana.
Oh, there you go.
Indiana. I'm Indiana and Ecuadorian.
And Ecuadorian. Yeah. How'd she feel about you going to Iowa? Was that okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was.
I know
the
Big Ten rivalry is pretty big.
It is. I think she was happy that her little boy came home.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I know.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to leave your name origin out of the picture.
I'm from Mars.
I knew it.
No, I actually recently went to Danzig, which is Gdansk now, which is in Poland. It's where the Second World War started. Danzig is the name of it when it's controlled by the Germans, and Gdansk is the Polish name.
Oh.
I think of it, and then I think of the band. Well, Glenn, you know, Danzig.
Yes.
Glenn Danzig.
You must think of
Mother.
The band.
Yeah.
People used to ask, are you related?
Are you, not, you know, like, Glenn Danzig?
Not yet.
Man, and he's this yet. Like muscle guy, you know, and you are too, of course.
No,
so that's why
no,
I can see
no,
the...
No, nothing like Glenn Danzig. Yeah. Nothing as impressive.
In the information that we have about this production, it also says that you're exploring the many challenges of hunger, both literal and metaphorical. So how is that going with, I mean, are you having conversations with the kids afterwards too? Is that part of the...
We actually don't have, I mean, there is a conversation afterwards. Actually, this is one of the great things about Adventure Stage. Actually, they start the play by asking some questions.
Oh, really?
For you know, and they say, hey, you know, like, hey, is anybody, we're talking about heroes. right now. And actually we're and so like, oh, what's a hero do? And like, you know, and what does it look like? And who decides what a hero looks like?
Yeah.
And then so the kids answer these questions, and then they say, okay, so at the end of the show, the actors are going to sit down. We're going to talk to you about, you know, we're going to ask these questions again. Mm-hmm. And then we come back and they come back at the end of the show and they reintroduce these questions. And now everybody has this shared resource of seeing the play and everybody can have opinions about it. And this is kind of, this is the method toward kind of getting kids to be like, yeah, expressive of what they've just seen. You know, there's no way you could say that, you know, that didn't happen because it just happened. Mm-hmm. So they just say, yeah, I saw this happen. And then, you know, and I felt like this about it. That guy was a hero. And they come up with, well, they come up with some interesting stuff, actually. They talk about, well, I won't give it all away, but there's a wolf character. Wolf character is a hero. Yeah, wolf character is a hero at one point. Like the sheriff's a hero, could be seen as a hero.
Yeah,
you know. So they can actually have their experience, and we're not saying no. You have to see it this way.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying no. Yeah, tell
us. Going back to the listening.
Yes,
there
exactly,
you go.
Exactly,
it's come full circle.
Yeah.
What would you say to the young kids who see this and they want to pursue acting? I mean, you both kind of pursued your dream and have been successful at it.
Yeah. What would you say, man?
What would I say to them about
pursuing their dreams in acting? Because I think overall, a lot of people say it is a tough profession to break into or to get into. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you need a thick skin when you don't get a call back or you don't get a part.
Yeah, to just don't stop and know that it's possible. If you want to do it, then it's possible.
Especially here in town.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's 200 and something theater companies.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely a place in town to do it.
Absolutely. And places to take classes. Mm-hmm. And I often find, people will ask you, how do you get into that? And sometimes it almost seems as though if someone's asking the question, they are holding themselves back. They don't have they want to be given permission more than anything else, as Andre was saying.
I think actually that's right. I mean, I think that, because you can't be asking for permission. I mean, that's a different level of acting. You can totally do that and have a ball with it. But it's, you know, but this other thing is like, no, you need to take the space.
Yeah.
Like, you need to want to have the space.
Yeah. And no one can give that to you. That has to come from yourself, and that's the thing about acting is that people also don't quite get what the mechanics of it are either. You know, we were talking earlier about listening, right? And how important that is a lot of acting is really listening and being there in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, not being so self-aware.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because then your own weirdness will come out.
Yes.
And you won't be able to stop it if you're just listening.
And that's okay.
Depends
on what you're working on.
That's right. And who you're working with.
If Adrian's directing you, you're on it. You're okay.
Well, and that's why, I'll tell folks that off the air, I was asking if you direct solo shows because, I've only asked a couple people in my life, one of them being Tim Clue, who's a friend of the show, and Derek Bullard, who I asked
Dexter,
you.
Yeah,
Dexter
yeah.
Bullard.
Yeah, yeah.
So funny, and my husband knows this, I had the name Dexter on my list for our son's names when I was pregnant, and he wouldn't let me because he knew I was such a fan of Dexter's. He's like, it'd be too weird.
Wow.
Not that I had a crush on him.
It's a good name.
But you kind of have that same sort of energy and like passion for what you do, and you exude that. That's why I asked you about it.
It's funny because he and I went to the same graduate school, which is a very strange graduate school.
Where did you go?
To. We went to the Art Institute.
Oh, that's right.
Which is like nobody goes to the Art Institute.
Yeah, but it's because it's so hard to get into.
No. It was we were in performance. Nobody knows what performance is there. So they know a little bit over there, but it was, but nobody really comes out of there and does performance in town. It's like, so it's him and me and Julia Rhodes, who I know
cool.
of in town.
He was one of the original director. I think he was the original director of Killer Joe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he would. I don't know if you're familiar with that,
Stacey
with Tracy Letts.
Yeah, Tracy Letts.
So anyway, you reminded me of him. So that makes sense that you guys came from the sort of the same.
Yes,
that,
absolutely.
You flinched a little bit, like it was a bad thing.
No, because I just mispronounced.
Yeah. No, please. I mispronounce things all the time. Ask Andrea.
Okay.
Or Andrea, whatever her name is over there. I do. It's, you know, when you're having a conversation, it all kind of just flows. What do you want people to know about this production of The Adventures of Robin Hood, Felipe?
Oh, you should come put your butt in the seat. It's a lot of fun.
It's fun.
Well, is it easier for me to ask you this? Like,
yeah.
what has surprised you the most about doing this production?
What has surprised me the most about doing this production?
Whether it's about yourself or what you found.
Honestly, I think what the audience does, like, if you come like, come to have fun and come to like share whatever is happening with you in the audience. And we totally welcome that. And that is what makes this production special, because that will determine kind of how we tell a story in a way.
And see it again, because you might change something up.
Absolutely. No, I mean, this is you know, it's live. Mm-hmm. Like that's the idea. Like, somebody asked me today, you know, what would I say is special about it? And it's this thing that Felipe's talking about. It's the relationship between the audience and the actors is equal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
We're like, the actors are just like, hey, what do you, you know, here's what I'm saying. Do you understand? Do you get, does that freak you out? Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to react to that.
Right, right.
Yes.
You know? And so we actually have, you know, the old clown trick, we actually bring the house lights up a little bit on, so that the actors can see the audience.
Oh, that's cool.
So that we actually, so they're not guessing what the audience is doing.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, they're having a good time, or that's not a good noise.
Right.
You know, look, they're squirming like that.
Yeah.
And
that's
so this,
cool. That's a neat trick.
And so it's just, so now there's this two-way street, because there's, you know, for 100 years or so, there's been this convention of like, oh, we're sitting in the dark.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're just watching something. We're not supposed to be here, you know?
Yeah. But, you don't make eye contact. Yeah. Just look up into the space.
Like, but actually, like, the movies kick theater's butt, you know, in so many ways, except for as a live experience.
Yes.
You know, and so we really need to capitalize on the liveness of it.
Yeah, for sure.
I also don't want to ignore your castmates, Gabriel Fries, yeah. Spelled that way. I always feel like it's Fries.
I know.
Gabriel Fries and Carlisle DePriest. Mm-hmm. And it's a small cast of three.
Yeah,
is that intense for you?
I wouldn't say intense is, I mean, it's
cozy.
Full of energy.
It's
yeah, it's cozy. There are intense times. Like, I got mad at Carlisle on stage, and she was like, why are you mad at me? And, you know, and those things exist, and we're allowed that.
That's great.
Because we love each other up there, you know?
Aw.
Yeah. No, seriously, there's a lot. They're a lovely trio. They are, and it's cool to have, when you have a trio, you have, there's a lot of times there's two people doing a scene and the other person is just kind of shooting the energy.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, so the audience is like, well, what should I do? Oh, I should do that. I'd be watching that. That's what's going on.
Right.
And then sometimes we've got some full on mayhem going, with everybody's either grabbing for the ball or, you know, passing it real fast.
It's good. It's a good chemistry to have.
Yeah.
So great. I encourage everyone to check out Adventure Stage Chicago's latest production, which is The Adventures of Robin Hood, running through November 24th. You can go to adventurestage.org. Your best chance is to go see it on Saturdays at 4, because right now you've got a lot of schools coming in to all your other...
Unless you happen to be somebody who's going to one of the schools. You know,
chaperone. If your kid says, hey, I signed my permission slip, and will you be a chaperone? I chaperoned every single one
me
of my
too.
Sons.
Me too. Yeah. Like that, and that's why he doesn't want to be around me anymore.
Right. Well, okay.
How can you beat this? Tickets, $7 to $17. You're not going to get a better ticket price in town.
You are not. Everyone go to adventurestage.org. But how old are your kids? Do you have more?
I have a 15-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl.
So I have to tell you, and Andrea knows this, so I went on every single one of my son's field trips since he was 3 years old, from the pumpkin patches to the Adler to, you know, the overnight trip in you know, northern Illinois. And then they were putting together their trip to Washington, D.C. And I was like, oh, I'll go. And they were like, oh, no, we have enough chaperones. And I was like, excuse me? So I may or may not have stalked my son's field trip to Washington, D.C.
May or may not.
Because why wouldn't you? Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Just happen? Oh, what are you guys doing at the Lincoln Memorial? What are the chances?
No, you were leaving home.
True story. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I took pictures of him while he was on the phone. I'm like, get off your phone and enjoy your trip. I should show you my text. It was the most fun I've ever.
Hysterical.
It was the most fun I've ever done doing anything in my entire life. I highly recommend it to parents who don't feel crazy.
To stalk your child's eighth grade trip. Awesome.
You guys, I will look forward to having you both in studio again for any productions, or just want to come and hang out and talk old movies. We'll make Andrea and Felipe watch some classics.
Yeah, and we'll just yak about
something
it.
Something from the
30s. And hang out. We'll go to dinner.
You won't even notice.
You won't even notice us. Exactly right. They won't notice
movies.
Us.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Basil Rathbone.
And,
wonderful, wonderful. Victor Mature, yes.
Right.
Oh man, did Olivia de Havilland and Joan Fontaine ever patch things up? I don't think they did.
Not on camera.
No, they never did. Go to adventurestage.org to find out more about the adventures of Robin Hood. Thank you guys so much. We need to take a picture before you go. More in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Tell me something good. What's making you smile tonight? And by the way, Mark Harmon and Harry Tynowitz coming in for the night side in just a little bit. This has been an incredible evening, Andrea, and I'm really thrilled that so many of our listeners were able to join the conversation. Everything we talked about, in particular, the Alzheimer's Association Illinois Chapter Conversations, are available, will be available as a podcast, of course, on WGNRadio.com and anywhere where you find your podcast. Our conversation with Adrian and Felipe, they were so much fun.
Our show was absolutely my something good, just learning all about the specifics of the Illinois Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association and what it provides as far as resources and help and even funding and volunteers and just the way they all go the extra step, and hearing from everybody tonight, including Tom and Levi, Natalie, you know, not just everybody involved. Their stories were moving and just very, very powerful. So
it was great.
Listen to the podcast if you get a chance.
Yes, please.
Very moving.
I was listening on the way down and I heard it, and you guys are like noble. You guys, you guys are doing something that is like...
In tears.
but I mean, you're making people know that this exists, but I don't think unless you have somebody in your family or a very close friend that you realize the impact it has, not only on that person, but their family. My mom is afflicted, and I'll go over there, and she can still do the 50 state capitals. There are teachers who can't do the 50 state capitals. My mom will do that, and then she'll do the 45 presidents. Yeah. She'll come back from the bathroom, and she'll go, "When did you get here?" Like, right. I've been here for, 6 days, Mom. I have nowhere else to go, it's rough. It's tough.
But tough on you, too. And that's what we were talking about as well. And your patience. I mean, and you find the laughter where you can.
Right,
So props to you, too.
Well, I have a friend, Marge Tech. It's a comedian who I used to be quite friendly with. And she said, well, on the bright side, every time you go over there, you can just keep telling her the same joke.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, thank you for that, Harry. And you actually had something good. You came in and told us that
this is the WGN Radio is the most respectful station I have ever worked at. Mark Carmen is here, and he will back me up on this. But
I will, Harry. Absolutely. Why are we getting there?
Okay. Snapple was still
here. Tell them what you're halfway.
Saturday, Carm and I do the show here. It is, they're saying all kinds of things about that show we do here on Saturday. I left 2 Diet Peach Snapples here in the fridge.
Yeah.
And I go, I wonder if there's any chance in the world they would still be in the fridge. Because I don't drink pop, and I'm looking for, Diet Peach Snapple, and there are 2 of them sitting in the fridge. People here are so respectful that nobody grabbed them because they said, they're not mine. I better leave them for whoever that is. At ESPN, they would have been taken away from me. Somebody would have beat me up in the elevator. And they would have taken them from me on the way up to the stage.
That hour. The second you put them in the fridge, they would have been gone.
Wow. Right.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I appreciate the kind words about the station, Harry. I'll say that for all of us. But it's just a nasty drink. Like, who wants...
That's kind of what through my mind too. I'm like,
I would take that.
Diet Snapple.
It doesn't taste like diet. And my friends at Drink Pop tell me Diet Coke tastes better than Coke.
Yeah. Is that peach?
This is Diet Peach Snapple.
Peach is good. The type Diet Peach. I'll attest to that. And I think there are others that have my taste.
Okay.
I'm trying to say something nice about your comrades
because
people we work with. This is so. I mean, Stephanie leaves her office open so we can get at her candy.
Oh, I know. And then like half the candy's gone the next day. And
Have you been in there in the last 10 minutes?
No, because I texted her last week. I was starving. I said, "Hey, do you mind?" I said, "Can I grab some of the M&Ms in your office?" She said, "Yeah, thank you so much for asking." She's like, "Go on and help yourself." She's like, "Nobody really asks," and that's fine with her because she's so sweet. But she's like, "Yeah, thanks for asking. No one else does."
I mean, I always take the candy. I feel like that's why she puts it out there. It's for all the hardworking people at WGN.
Right.
She has Heath bars in there now, the toffee bars.
Delicious.
So, Carm, are you the kind of guy that if you saw something in the fridge and you wanted it, you would just take it?
No, I wouldn't do that, Harry. But if there was... Let's say if it was... I really was thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Diet Snapple in there, and I liked Diet Snapple, and it had Harry's name on it.
You drink it,
and I had seen it though that it was there for a couple of days, Yeah, that's free game, pal. What? You obviously forgot your diet snack.
What if it was...
I got to go to break. You guys argue off the air.